Today is a special Sunday.
今天是一个非常特别的主日。
As I mentioned before.
就像我刚才有提到的，前面提到的。
There are graduates who grew up among us.
我们有我们的毕业生，他们在我们的当中成长。
For about 17, 18, 19 years.
他们在这里成长17、18、19年。
And now they are ready to take a big step of their life.
现在他们已经准备好了，要去走向他们生命当中更重要、最重要的一步。
As a youth leader.
作为我们青少年团契的领导。
When I see their life.
当我看到他们的生命的时候。
I couldn't stop seeing how great thou art.
我不禁要想我们的神是多么的伟大。
Some of the youth has been through some critical illness before.
我们当中的有些年轻人，他们曾经生命中有很严重的疾病。
Some of the youth has been through a great change in their as part of their life.
那有些年轻人在他们生命当中也经历了一些很重大的变化。
They need to adapt different environment, different transition.
他们需要来适应一同不同的变化和不同的一些转换。
They have been through some journey.
他们已经经历了一些不一样的征途。
And yet, there is a bigger journey waiting ahead of you.
但是他们前面的这套征途是更大的一个征途。
Indeed, there are many types of journeys in our lives.
是的，在我们的人生生命当中会有很多不同的旅程。
Traveling from one place to another.
也许是从一个地方旅行到另外一个地方。
Such as immigrating from one country to another.
比方说我们从一个国家来移民到另外一个国家。
Accepting new responsibilities.
或者是我们接受一个新的任务。
Adapting a new relationship.
或者是我们来接受一个新的人与人的关系。
Taking a new job.
或者是有一份新的工作。
Going to college.
或者去大学。
Even getting used to some different and difficult physical condition.
甚至于包括也许我们就是身体的一些变化。
Such as undergoing some new illness you have never ever experienced before.
就像好像有些人他有一个新的疾病，他从来没有经历过的疾病。
Many of these significant journeys share a single similarity.
那所有的我刚才提到的这些重要的一些旅程，它都有一些共同点，有一个共同点。
The similarity is that one needs to step out of one's comfort zone into the unknown.
那这个共同点就是我们每一位人，每一位朋友都要离开我们熟悉的环境，到一个充满未知数的环境当中。
As you step into the unknown, you are facing new challenges.
当你到一个未知的环境当中的时候，你会接受一些未知的挑战。
One may take the burdens of these challenges all upon oneself.
有时候人们会完全靠着自己的努力来挑这样的重担。
Trying to tough it out on yourself.
他们有些会靠自己的能力来克服困难，勇往直前。
Others might retreat and withdraw and may even fail.
那有一些人他们可能会萎缩，会往后回退，以至于失败。
In such conditions, how would God, the master of our life, guide his own children through this obstacle?
在这样的情况下，我们的神也是我们生命的主，他是怎样来带领他的百姓，他的子民来迎接这样的挑战呢？
And how will he draw them near to him?
怎么样能够把他的子民吸引到他的身边？
If you can find Bible right next to you, may we turn to our Bible?
如果你可以在边上拿到圣经的话，我们来打开圣经。
Once again, I would like to share a passage from the book of Genesis.
再一次我要跟大家一起来分享一段在创世纪中的经文。
To find out how would God guide his children in such conditions.
我们想看一看在这样的光景当中，神是怎样去教导领导他的百姓。
May we all turn to Genesis chapter 28.
我们来看一下创世纪第28章。
And I'm going to ask Brother Ehan to read in Chinese only from verse 1. to verse 19.
以恒弟兄会来读28章的第一到第十九节。
And meanwhile, may I ask all the English speaking brothers and sisters, may you turn to your Bible and read on chapter 28 in the book of Genesis.
在座的说英文的弟兄姐妹可以在座位上来读这个英文的版本。那是创世纪第28章第一到第十九节。以撒叫了雅各来，给他祝福，并嘱咐他说：“你不要娶迦南的女子为妻，你起身往巴旦亚兰去，到你外祖比图利家里，在你母舅拉班的女儿中娶一女为妻。愿全能的神赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为众族，将应许亚伯拉罕的福赐给你的和你和你的后裔。”使你承受你所寄居的地为业，就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地。以撒打发雅各走了，他就往巴旦亚兰去，到亚兰人比土利的儿子拉班那里。拉班是雅各以扫的母舅。以扫见以撒已经给雅各祝福，而且打发他往巴旦亚兰去，在那里娶妻，并见祝福的时候嘱咐他说不要娶迦南的女子为妻，又见雅各听从父母的话往巴旦亚兰去了，以扫就晓得他父亲以撒看不中迦南的女子，便往以实玛利那里去，在他二妻之外又娶了马哈拉为妻，她是亚伯拉罕儿子以实玛利的女儿尼拜约的妹子。雅各出了别示巴往哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来，耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头立为柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，但那地方起先名叫路斯。
Jacob is a very smart and cunning man.
我们知也雅各是一个很聪明也很精于算计的人。
He impersonated his brother in order to take the blessing from his father that was originally supposed to be given to his brother Esau.
他用尽心机的冒充他的哥哥，从他父亲那里骗取了他父亲原本是给他哥哥的祝福。
Though the blessing itself seems pretty abstract, full of grandiose spiritual jargon.
好像这样的祝福本来听起来好像显得非常的抽象，而且充满了一些属灵的意味。
It actually represents the firstborn inheritance from the father.
但是其实这代表的是从父亲那里来的祝福和遗产。
When Esau realized his blessing has been stolen by Jacob,
当以扫发现他的祝福遗产被雅各所窃取了以后，
He was full of rage and committed himself to kill his brother after his father died.
他非常的恼怒，他也决定要在他父母走了以后要杀掉他的兄弟雅各。
To prevent such tragedy, their parents sent Jacob off to someplace else in order to avoid the killing.
为了防止这样的事情意外的发生，雅各的父母马上叫雅各起身，要躲避杀身之祸。
And they told him to go to his mother's brother's house and perhaps find a wife there.
他们要雅各到他母舅的地方去，而且在那边能够娶妻。
And yet there's a problem. It's hundreds of miles away.
啊，但是这个不是一个容易的事情，因为他母舅的地方离他们的地方有几百英里以外。
So they sent him off, hoping after a while Esau's fury would die down.
啊，他们把雅各送出去，希望过了一阵子以后，以扫他的愤怒会消失下去。
At which time Rebecca would send someone to retrieve Jacob back home.
啊，到那个时候，利百加又会再去啊，叫人把雅各叫回来。
Thus, Jacob ran away, fleeing as an animal would from a hunter.
啊，于是雅各就很快的离开了家，就仿佛是动物要躲避猎人一样。
At this point, he would truly be at his wit's end.
在当时那个时候，他真的到了他的人生、他的智慧的尽头。
Bible tells us he's a person who likes to live in tents.
啊，圣经告诉我们，雅各是一个喜欢住在帐篷里的人。
He likes to stay home.
他喜欢留在家中。
He's not a person who will leave his home or any familiar setting.
他不愿意离开他的家一个熟悉的环境。
He did. He had luxury to live in a self-centered world.
他有这样的机会，有这样的运气，能够活在一个以自我为中心的一个环境当中。
His parents, especially his mom, will always make arrangements for him, as you remember.
啊，也许你还记得他的父母亲，尤其是他的妈妈，总是为他预备好一切的事情。
But right now,At the passage we just read, he found himself close to 60 miles away from home.
啊，但是在刚才我们读到的经文当中，我们大家知道，在那个时候，雅各已经离开家，大概有60个英里距离。
In the wilderness, in the desolate area.
啊，在沙漠的荒凉之地。
And the only thing he can find to lay his head was a piece of rock.
啊，在那个时候，他唯一能够找来枕头的，只是一块石头。
I would imagine a pile of leaves is better than rock.
我可以想象，大家可以想象，啊，一堆的草，一堆的树叶也比石头枕头要舒服。
Or at least he can use his baggage to use as a pillow.
啊，或者至少他可以用他的行李来枕头。
But there is no mention of a baggage.
啊，但是在经文当中根本没有提到有行李。
Most likely he left in haste.
啊，很有可能他离开的非常的匆忙。
Have no time to pack.
他甚至于没有时间来打他的行李，装他的行李。
At this point, no matter how intelligent, how mighty he was.
啊，在这个时候，不论他是曾经多么的强大，不论他是有多么的聪明。
There is no use. He was hopeless and alone.
他是毫无希望，
with no clear future ahead of him.
非常的孤单。他在他的眼中也对他的未来也毫无任何的安排。
Now we may encounter a situation as dramatic as Jacob did.
啊，在我们的生命当中，也许我们没有遇到过如此这样的啊激烈的情形。
Yet we too have a moment of loneliness and hopelessness.
啊，但是我想我们肯定也经历过孤单，也经历过无助。
And confusion, we don't know where to go.
我们有时候也非常的困惑，我们不知道我们前面的路该怎么走。
It could arise in our school, our job, our health and family, our relationships.
啊，这样的事情可能发生在我们的工作的地方，在我们的学校，或者在我们的家庭成员的关系当中。
Now you may ask, why didn't Jacob call out to God?
你也许会问，为什么雅各没有求告神呢？
Isn't he the grandson of the father of faith, Abraham?
他不是信心之父亚伯拉罕的孙子吗？
Isn't he the son of Isaac?
他不是以撒的神吗？以撒的儿子吗？
Indeed, God is a familiar word to Jacob.
的确，神这个字眼是雅各所熟悉的。
He may have heard his grandfather and father mention God many times.
在他的生命当中，他可能听过他的祖父、他的父亲有多次、很多次的提到神。
He used God's name often, quite often himself too.
啊，其实他自己也经常提到神。
He knows his father reveres the term Jehovah.
他知道他的父亲非常的敬畏耶和华这个词。
He used the same word Jehovah while speaking with his father to cheat his brother of the inheritance.
其实当他和他父亲说话啊，要欺骗他父亲的时候，他也用了耶和华这个词。
To him, God is just a noun which is equivalent to something good.
在他的心目当中，耶和华神这个词就是好像一个名词，等同于一个好的东西事情。
Jacob had no personal relationship with God.
但是雅各和神他没有建立他自己的关系。
His faith was solely based on the word of mouth.
他所有的对于神的认识都是从人的口中传讲而得来。
It was second hand.
那是第二手的信息。
And therefore, at his state of fear and helplessness, God was not in his mind.
所以当他处于绝望、处于孤单的时候，神并没有在他的头脑里面。
Or perhaps he was so guilty, he was ashamed to call unto God.
啊，那另外一种可能性，也许他感到非常的内疚，他完全不好意思去求告神。
The funny thing is, at this moment, God took initiative and showed himself to Jacob.
很有趣的是，在这个时候，神主动的来向雅各显现。
God gave Jacob a vision.
神给雅各一个这样的意象。
What is this vision?
那这个是什么样的意象呢？
A ladder resting on the earth with its top reaching up to heaven.
啊，他看到了一个梯子，一头在地上，一头升高上天。
Not only that.
啊，不单是看到这个梯子。
The angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
啊，他看见神的天使也在上面上上下下。
This is a very peculiar vision.
啊，这是一个非常特别的一个意象。
As a result, this vision altered the course of Jacob's life.
啊，我们看到这个意象改变了雅各他一生的方向。
At his old age, on his deathbed.
当他年老的时候，在他快要去世的时候。
In Egypt.
在埃及。
And as he was about to give his blessing to his beloved son, Joseph.
当他要把他的祝福给他亲爱的儿子约瑟的时候。
This very vision at Luz was the very first thing he mentioned to Joseph.
在路斯的这个意象是他第一个告诉约瑟的事情。
This must be an unforgettable image implanted in his mind.
我想这是一个在他深深印入他脑海让他无法忘怀的一个意象。
So what does this life-changing picture represent?
啊，那这样一个改变他人生的意象代表了什么样的意义呢？
The vision of the letter stresses at least three significant points.
啊，我们想这个天梯的意象代表了至少三个方面的意义。
First, the stairway or the letter represents a connection between two places.
啊，第一，这个梯子它代表的是两个地方的相连，互相的连通。
Secondly, the letter reaches up to heaven.
那第二的话，这个梯子是往上通天的。
Certainly, many angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
啊，我们第三个看到的是梯子上有很多神的使者、天使往来频繁。
Let us review them.
啊，那我们来一起来看看。
The first point is that there is a connection between two places. What does that mean?
啊，那第一个意义就是啊有。两个不同的地方有连接，那它这个代表什么样的意思呢？
It may seem there are two irrelevant and separate locations.
有时候我们看到两个好像完全没有关系的两个分隔的地点。
Yet, through a bridge, there is a connection between the two.
但是我们看到通过一个桥梁，这两个地方就会有了连接。
Where actions in one place affect the other.
在一个地方所发生的事情会影响到另外一个地方。
Today we don't read any newspapers or magazines from Middle East.
现如今我们可能从来都不去读有关中东的报纸或者是杂志。
We don't eat much Middle Eastern food.
好像我们中国人我们也很少有吃中东的食物。
We don't dress like Middle Eastern.
我们也不会穿得像中东人那样。
And we do not need to observe under Middle Eastern law.
我们也不需要遵守一些中东他们特有的风俗或者是法律。
We don't sense much of Middle Eastern cultural influence.
我们在这里我们感受不到中东的文化的影响。
And we don't see much thing about Middle East right here in New York.
啊，在纽约好像我们根本看不到很多有关中东的事情。
However, if we don't see it, doesn't mean there's no influence. Doesn't mean we are not affected by it.
啊，但是尽管我们没有看不见中东的存在，好像，但并不等于它并不存在，并不等于它对我们没有影响。
On the contrary, I could say with some confidence that if there is a political tension in Middle East, the gas we use every single day here will skyrocket.
啊，恰恰相反，我可以啊很有把握的说，如果在中东的政治有任何的变动的话，我们可以发现我们所使用的汽油的价钱一定会飞涨。
The price of many other things will go up as well.
啊，不单是汽油的价钱，很多别的东西的价钱也会。
And those may very well turn out to be true.
啊，这个很有可能会成为事实。
No one will say I'm a prophet.
啊，但是没有谁会说我是一位先知。
As well, it is deductible from common sense.
啊，因为我们知道，这是我们好像通过我们的常识都能够分析得到的结论。
There are at least 1.5 million barrels of crude oil imported to U.S. from the Middle East.
啊，我们每一天
per day，
每一天我们在中东，我们会引进150万桶的原油。
Even though we don't physically see it，
啊，也许尽管我们没有啊亲眼看见。
No one could deny there is a tight connection between America and Middle East。
啊，但是没有任何人能够否认，美国和中东有很深的联系。
So when there is a close connection between two places, each could greatly influence the other.
所以当两个地方他们有密切的联系的时候，一个地方发生的事情可以影响另外一个地方。
One may deny the fact that the U.S. and Asia or Middle East have any connection.
啊，也许有人可能会否认说我们美国、中东和或者是亚洲会有任何的联系。
Such people will still live without any problem.
这样的人他尽管他否认这样的联系，但是他们还是会照样的生存。
But he will be slow to understand any major happenings around him.
但是如果他抱着这样的想法的话，他很难能够理解他周围发生的事情。
And most of the time he will be confused.
很多时候他会感到非常的困惑。
When Jacob realized that heaven and earth were actually connected.
当雅各看到天和地其实是相通的时候。
He was awestruck.
他感到非常的震惊。
All of a sudden, he realized that there is a channel for God to exercise His will on earth.
他意识到神其实有这样的通道，可以把他旨意行在地上。
God is not just a bystander.
神并不只是一个旁观者。
Idly watch His creation.
不是好像只是被动的看着他的被造物。
Yet God carefully observes our every move through the channel.
其实神他通过他的管道可以看仔细的观察我们他所造的创造被造物。
And through the channel, he also guides us through life.
也通过这样的管道，他也在我们的生命当中引导我们。
God's hand is operating on this earth.
神的手在这地上动工。
If we truly have the realization that heaven and earth are connected,
如果我们真正的明白了解天和地是相通的，
We will view everything differently.
我们看很多事情，我们的看法会不一样。
We will use our spiritual eyesight to view different situations.
我们会用我们属灵的眼睛来看不同的事物。
The second point is that the ladder reaches upward all the way to heaven.
那第二点，我们看到它的意义代表的是梯子是向上的，是通天的。
Now, what does that mean?
它代表什么样的含义呢？
If you are a driver, most likely you had the experience of being stuck in traffic unexpectedly.
如果你是一位驾驶员的话，你可能都有这样的经历。你有时候不经意，不知道什么原因，就在路上被很拥挤的交通所堵塞。
You were sitting in a car and you couldn't move your car an inch, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour.
你现在你的车当中， 也许20分钟、30分钟、1个小时，车都不能往前挪一步。
Now many drivers will start to get out from their cars, especially male drivers.
很多时候，在这样的情形下，一些司机，特别是一些男司机，他就可能会从他的椅子里出来，会站起来。
So they were standing up from their original sitting position outside the car.
他会从他本来是坐着的姿势，来到外面站起来。
Hoping that the 2-foot vertical gain will allow them to see what's going on ahead further.
他这样高了大概2个英尺的高度，他希望能够看到前面发生了怎么样的事情。
Of course, I've been stuck in traffic many times.
我也在被这个交通堵塞。读过很多次。
How I often wish I had a helicopter to bring me higher to see what's ahead in the future.
我真是希望有一个直升飞机能够把我带到很高的地方，能够让我看到前面的方向。
Similarly, we often think we are stuck in a predicament in life.
我们很多时候，我们也陷在我们生命的一些困境当中。
As hard as we try, we think there is no way out.
不论我们怎么样的努力，我们仿佛感到好像没有出路一样。
Yet when we realize there is a ladder that reaches upwards,
但是当我们意识到有一个梯子，它一直通天。
And there are angels who carry divine messages ascending and descending on the ladder.
那有很多神的使者把神的旨意从上面传下来，带上去。
This realization will give us peace.
这样的认知会给我们的内心有充满平安。
Our hearts should no longer be restricted by sight.
我们的心也不再会为我们所只能眼睛所看见的所打扰。
Why?
为什么呢？
The messages sent from above will come to us.
因为神从上面来的旨意会临到我们。
They elevate our view of life.
我们能够让我们能够看到的视觉可以提到更高的高度。
We can be relaxed for all the obstacles and troubles ahead.
我们尽管可能前面还会有一些阻碍，但是我们可以放下我们的心，可以能够安息。
For they have already been recognized from above.
因为我们知道在上面的神他会看到一切。
Someone who was at a higher elevation, they already see what's ahead of me.
在上面的神他看到了远远的看到了前面的发生的一切。
It may seem that we are stuck in a predicament.
也许我们好像看上去是夹在一些困难的困境当中。
However, there may be a divine purpose.
但是这样的事情也许有它神圣的原因。
We are stuck, maybe because there are dangers ahead.
我们夹在当中，也许因为前面有很多的危险。
Maybe it is not the right moment for us to move forward.
也许现在不是一个好的时候让我们往前行。
Maybe it is a time to turn our heart.
也许这是一个让我们要回心转意的时候。
Maybe this is the best way God could shape and mold us.
也许这是一个时候神可以用来塑造我们。
Our attitudes and views on life would no longer be limited to 2 dimensions as ants walking on the ground.
我们对我们生命的认知不会再像蚂蚁一样，好像只是一个二维的空间的认知。
Though our physical bodies may be restricted to the environment on this earth, just like ants.
也许我们的身体也是像蚂蚁一样被限制在这个地上。
But because of this ladder, our hearts may soar like eagle.
但是因为有这样的天梯，我们的心可以像老鹰一样飞翔。
Able to fly high and see far.
可以飞到高处看得很远。
The ladder brings our faith from a 2-dimension into 3-dimensional world.
这样的天梯把我们对世界的认知从一个二维的空间提升到一个三维的空间。
The third point is that the ladder is not only reaching upward to heaven from earth.
那第三条的话，这个梯子不但从地上一直高高的升起，能够跟天相通。
But there are many angels ascending and descending on it.
我们看到有很多的天使才上来下去。
Dear graduates,
亲爱的毕业生们。
When you start to pack up for college in August,
当八月份的时候，当你们收拾你们的行李，准备要去大学的时候
，As you cleaned up your room，
当你清理你的房间的时候
，And all of a sudden you may find a tiny camera in the corner。
也许那个时候你可能发现在你的房间的一个角落里有那么一个小小的一个摄像机。
And then you realize your parents could have been watching you through this camera for years。
你可能意识到，也许你的父母用这个照相机一直在窥视你已经好多年了。
Just as in the movie The Truman Show。
就像在一个电影Truman Show 的这个电影当中一样。
How would you feel？
那你会有什么样的感受呢？
You may have heart attack right there.
你也许你的心脏病会马上的发作。
Yeah, I believe now the parents may do something like that here.
我知道我们在这里的父母没有谁会干这样的事情。
But what God wanted Jacob to see is that nothing can be hidden from God.
但是神要雅各所看到的是，没有任何的事情能够躲得过神的眼睛。
When Jacob tricked his brother, God knew.
当雅各欺骗他的弟兄的时候，神知道。
When Jacob deceived his father, God knew.
当雅各欺骗他父亲的时候，神也知道。
In the same way, when Jacob was alone, hopeless, in a great fear, God also knew.
同样的，当雅各在孤单、困惑和惧怕当中的时候，神也知道。
God wanted him to know that he was under the care of the angels.
神想要雅各明白他在天使的保佑之下，保护之下。
If we submit to God's will,
如果我们能够遵行主的旨意，
the angels will prepare a way for us.
所有天使会为我们预备前面的路。
If we realize angels were sending and retrieving messages between heaven and earth.
当我们意识到天使在天和地之间传递信息的时候
，and exercising God's will，
也来执行神的旨意。
All of a sudden, we will live differently.
那一瞬间，我想我们的生活将会不一样。
We will naturally want to live a life of a transparent and godly life.
我们会想要过一个透明的生活，一个属神的生活。
Because God knows it all.
因为我们知道神他知道一切。
A report has been constantly sending up.
我们知道有一个这样的报告一直从地上送到天上。
We will also have peace because we are under the care of the angels of the Lord.
我们的心中也必然有平安，因为我们知道天使也在看顾我们。
We will also pray because we know our prayers.Can be carried by angels to heaven.
我们也会不停地祷告，因为我们知道我们的所祷告的也会由天使会带到我们的神的面前。
At this point, Jacob mistakenly thought the location of the letter was specifically at Luz.
在这个时候，雅各他错误地以为好像这样的天梯只在路斯这个地方。
He thought that place was the gate to heaven from earth. That particular place.
他以为那个特别的地方是通天的门。
Actually, the channels that connect heaven and earth follow Jacob wherever he goes.
其实那个通天的路的天梯一直跟随着雅各。
For God said to Jacob,
因为神有对雅各这样说
，I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
我会与你同在，不论你到什么地方。
And I will bring you back to this land, and I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
我会把你带回来，也不会把你留在一个地方。我会一直到我的旨意已经成就。
This means that there is a direct communication between Jacob and God.
这个表示神和雅各之间有直接的联系。
Anytime.
任何时候。
Anywhere.
任何地方。
Spiritually speaking, the letter is not fixed at Luz.
从属灵的角度来说，这个天梯并不是固定在路斯这个地方。
But the letter is mobile and alive.
这个天梯其实是可以移动的，而且它是活的。
It follows Jacob wherever he goes.
不论雅各到了什么地方，这个天梯也跟他在一起。
Then you may ask George.
也许你会问George,
How will knowing about the connection between heaven and earth change our lives?
啊，你怎么知道这样的联系天地的天梯可以改变我们的生命呢？生活呢
？I will just mention a few here.
啊，在这里我就提很简单的几条。
We will choose not to take vengeance on those who hurt us.
啊，对伤害过我们的人，我们不会去回击。
But instead, choose to forgive and let go.
我们选择的是宽恕，选择的是放手。
Because our divine book from heaven.
啊，因为我们在天上的天书。
Tells us, for whatever you lose on earth will be lost in heaven.
因为你在地上所失去的，会在天上会得到。
The action of one place effect taking effect of something else in the other place.
啊，在地上所发生的事情会影响到在天上。
And also say your heavenly Father will not forgive your sin if you do not forgive men their sins.
啊，这也提到说，你们不饶恕人的过犯。你们的天父也必不饶恕你的过分。
So whether I forgive a person here affect forgiveness in heaven.
啊，我们在地上，我们对人的饶恕也影响在天上神天父对我们的饶恕。
The other point is, we will not take pride of our special talent or ability and decide not to put too much effort in those areas, since we are already very good at them.
我们也不会要因为自己有些特殊的能力、特殊的才能骄傲，以至于决定少下功夫，认为自己已经很好了。
But remember,
但是我们要记住
，Whoever was giving much, he will be asked much.
我们知道多给的也会有多要。
Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly.
少种也会少收。
Whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
而多种的会多收。
If you're good in certain subject,
啊，如果你在某一方面有专长，
getting an A on the report card is not enough.
啊，拉一个 A 其实是不够的。
For we are not just responsible for the report on this earth.
啊，因为我们所要负责的不单只是在地上的成绩卡。
We should be also accountable to above.
我们要为着我们在天上的成绩卡，我们来负责。
Only the report to heaven really matters.
啊，只有是向天上送到天上的我们的成绩单，才是真正的有价值。
Yes, you may get an A by cheating on earth.
啊，是的，也许在地上你可能可以通过欺骗可以拿到 A.
So what?
那又怎么样呢
？You may get an F on your report card in heaven.
啊，你在天上的成绩单可能会是一个 F.
Remember which report card truly matters.
我们一定要记住哪样的成绩单才是最重要的。
The converse may be true.
啊，这反过来也是对的。
If you have done your best with portion God gave to you.
啊，如果你已经尽了你的最大努力。
Even you get an C minus on earth.
即使在地上你拉到的是一个成绩 C 或者是 C 减
You will get an A plus in heaven
在天上你还是会得到 A 加
Thirdly
第三
We need to keep our physical and mental condition healthy
我们要对我们的身体我们的心理要保持健康
Because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit from above
因为我们知道我们的身体是属于神的殿。
We do not have right to abuse our body.
我们没有权利去滥用我们的身体。
But we should know our body should be prepared as a presidential suite in a five-star hotel.
我们的身体要预备好，就像一个五星级旅店里面的总统的套间。
Eat well and sleep well, then you may be able to be a testimony for God.
我们要注意我们的饮食，我们的休息，能够让我们的身体能成为神的见证。
Prepare your body as a good dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
让我们的身体成为圣灵的一个的殿，圣殿。
So he may be the Lord in your life, in your body to exercise his will in your life.
这样的话，神可以在你的生命当中来执行他的旨意。
Number four.
第四。
We are the work of God.
我们是神手中的工。
We are the clay in potter's hands, ready to be molded.
我们是陶匠手里的泥土，要成为他的工作。
All our experiences here on this earth are used by the potter as instruments to mold and shape us.
我们在生活当中所遇到的所有的一切，都可以成为陶匠他用来塑造我们的工具。
We should be sensitive to this process and be submissive.
我们要对这样的过程，我们要有自己的认知，而且我们要有顺服的心。
Otherwise, we will be stuck in the same continuous spiritual training, unable to grow and trap.
否则的话，我们没有办法成长，我们会陷在重复的这样的教训当中。
As you imagine, Potter was trying to make a vase out of clay.
我们知道陶匠要用陶土来做一个花瓶。
And he might turn the wheel for the clay to turn.
他会来转动一个圆盘子圆轮，能够让这些陶土能够转动。
If there is a spot continuously to be stubborn,
如果有一个地方老是很顽固。
And the wheel will continue to turn back, and Potter won't let go until that portion has been molded to the right shape.
那这个陶匠会让这个轮子一直的转，一直的转，直到这个很顽固的地方能够成为合适的样子。
Don't you wonder why the same situation keep on happening to me over and over again?
你是不是也想着说，为什么同样的事情在我的生命当中一次一次的发生？
Maybe the wheels has been turning and Potter's hand is resting on the same spot, ready for you to be changed.
也许这个轮子在转动，这个陶匠的手也还是在那个地方，一直在等待着你改变你的生命。
We are the priests on this earth.
我们在这个世上，我们就是神的祭司。
Before we are those priests, before non-believers see the connection between heaven and earth, what they see is us.
当非信徒看到通天的这个天梯之前的时候，我们是祭司，他看到的是我们的行为。
So we are the heavenly ladder.
我们是这个通天的天梯。
To those people who do not know Christ, we are their only channel, only contact from earth to heaven.
当人不认识基督以前，不认识基督的时候，我们是他们唯一的通道，能够让他们认识到天梯。
We send God's love to people and bring people's request to heaven through prayers.
我们把神的爱带给周围的人，也把他们的要求通过祷告带给神。
We are the contact point between heaven and earth.
我们是天地之间的这个联系点。
We are the living testimony to the true heavenly ladder.
我们是这个活的天梯的见证。
The true heavenly ladder is Jesus Christ himself.
那这个活的天梯就是耶稣基督他自己。
Such a holy vocation should let us live like priests.
这样一个很圣洁的这样职分，应该让我们有一个圣洁的生活。
Dear parents, you may not want to give your children cell phone at an early age.
所有的家长，你们也许不愿意在孩子还年轻的时候，年幼的时候就给他们手机。
But at the moment when our children get their licenses, we anxiously hope they will have a cell phone.
但是当他们一旦有了考了驾照以后，我们都非常希望要给我们的小孩子有手机。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we love them.
因为我们爱他们。
We want them to have peace.
我们愿意他们心中有平安。
Let them know that we can be reached just at a phone call away anytime.
让他们知道，让这些年轻人知道，他们只要一通电话就可以找到他们的父母。
Our loving Lord cares for us even more so.
我们在天上的父，他们爱我们更是如此。
We ought to realize that we are able to communicate with God at any time, any place.
我们应该知道，我们可以在任何的时候、任何的地方跟我们的神有交通。
Because of the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督他牺牲的爱。
We also possess the ladder Jacob saw.
我们也拥有了雅各所看见的这样的天梯。
The ladder is Jesus.
这个天梯就是耶稣。
There is no more separation between God's will and His people.
再也没有这样的阻拦来分开神和他的百姓子民。
We are no longer in confusion.
我们不在困惑当中。
He does not leave us alone, but rather observes and cares for us all the time.
神不会离弃我们，相反他会一直的看顾我们。
There is a frequent communication.
我们神和人之间，我们有一个非常经常的交通。
There is interaction between heaven and earth.
在天和地之间，我们有不停的交通。
Angels ascending and descending, busily carrying messages and carrying out God's plan.
天使传递的信息。
Our faith is no longer just a religion, nor a doctrine.
我们的信仰也不再只是好像一个宗教或者是一些教条。
Lord is no longer just a religious jargon.
主，这已经不再是一个宗教的词语。
But a personal relationship with God.
是我们个人和神之间的关系。
Our faith shouldn't be second hand.
我们的信仰不应该是二手的。
Or just head knowledge.
或者是我们头脑中的知识。
Through the Son of God, God has revealed His will and love towards us without reservation.
借着神主耶稣基督，神已经把他的旨意，他对我们的爱显明出来。
And send His Holy Spirit to be an active guidance.
他也是赐下他的圣灵住在我们的心中，能够来引领我们前面的路。
Through the connection.
通过这个连接。
Your life can shake the world for God.
你的生命可以为神来震动这个世界。
And your cries and prayer can also shake heaven.
你的呼求和你的祷告也可以震动天。
May all the praise team be ready for our responsive hymn.
的敬拜小组可以来上台。
May we all have the vision. 愿意我们都有这个意向。The vision is there is a ladder right next to us anytime, anywhere we go. 这个意向就是我们都有一个通天的梯子，无论随时，无论随地。让我们拥有这样的意向。